What is the moral status of an individual business owner, a woman, who seeks a legal minority status for being female? She seeks it with the government so that she will receive preferential consideration when acquiring government contracts in her line of work. That is a totally corrupt behavior on her part. Now, I have in the past to other questions said that to make up for all the money that has been extorted to you in the past, it is legitimate to take some specific form of government compensation, which is already offered, in order to get some back. But here we don't have that at all, which is an age-old thing. Taxes. Here we have a woman who proposes to deliberately stamp on competitors via accepting the very worst and latest of government intervention. She's benefiting from the whole affirmative axis, which is much more anti-talent, anti-brains, anti-ability than any taxes, even progressive taxes. At this point, you cannot say that, well, I had money taken from me in the past, so I'm going to do it right now. That it would be tantamount to the government saying, we'll give money to people who kill off old people. And you say, well, they stole a lot from me, therefore I'm going to join the death panel and be one of those who kill them. This is absolutely promoting, this would be promoting the destruction of merit and the quota system, and it would be totally corrupt, totally.